As in it, we are going to start. Ayachadhyo visrujadhyascha vo namo asyadhyo vidyadhyascha vo namo. In the last class, I talked about two different powers. Who remembers? Yes.
Power of?
Power of decision and power of focus or concentration. And how did we learn the power of decision is about what? The power of decision about what? What's the decision about? Huh? Yes. Hello, Sairam. Yes. Power of decision about acting on thoughts. And why? What is that mantra that we Ishumadhyo dhanva vibhyaschavo. Ishumadhyaha dhanva vibhyaha. Atanva lebhyaha pratidadane bhyaha. Ayachadhyaha visrujadhyaschaha. Then asyadhyaha vidyadhyaha. What are all these things about? Pranav, what are all these things about? Huh? You don't know? Were you at the last class? Yeah. How long ago was that? 2 weeks ago. Were you here? You think so or you are here? Then what was it about? What was it about? All these mantras that we learnt last, what are they about? Oh my God, 2 weeks gap, everything is forgotten? Huh? Yes.
Thought, mind, release.
Thought?
Mind and releasing
the thought. Yeah, thought is the arrow. It's all about archery. Taking the arrow, Ishumadhyo, putting it on the bow, pulling the string, releasing the arrow, hitting the
target.
Checking if it is, yeah. Checking if it is hit, I don't know whether that is. Ishumadhyo dhanva vibhyaha atanvanebhya pratidadanebhya ayachadhyo visrujadhyaha asyadhyaha vidyadhyaha. Now, bhyaha means different people, not one person. Several people doing these things, right? Several people doing these things. So, we talk about Ishumadhyo is having a thought. Dhanva vidyaha, putting the thought on the, engaging the thought with the mind. And then ensuring that you are launching the thought with the mind. And then at that point, whether you engage the mind into the thought or not is the power of decision. Yes, you can decide. I went through all of this, right? All of you are with me? Hello. Let's chant the Ishumadhyo dhanva vibhyaschavo. Then I will come to the next one. Now, in the context of the power of concentration, where does the power of concentration or focus come? When you have to hit the target. And I went through how many bits per second you have? Yes? 150. Yeah, exactly. 150 bits per second focus opportunity. And if you do several things, what happened? You got promoted? Huh? Oh, you sprained your leg. Okay, you can. Good. Okay, so when it comes to this focus, 150 bits per second, if you start listening to music when you are studying, I went through all of that, right? Yeah, exactly. When you are focused, you focus on what you are doing, action. From the thought to the action requires incredible amount of focus. And when you are focused, then you will be able to hit the target, Now, that's where we stop. Now, the next five mantras are about the second aspect, the third power, which I will go through today, hopefully, already half an hour over today in the class. Okay, now,
Asinebhyashayanebhyascha vo namo namastishtha bhyo jagra
sorry
svapadbhyo jagradbhyascha vo namo namastishtha bhyo davadbhyascha vo namo namasabhabhya sabhapatibhyascha vo namo namo ashvebhyo svapatibhyascha vo namaha
namaha asinebhyah seyanebhyah cha vah namaha. What that means? Salutations or prostrations to those that are asinebhyaha, that means that are sitting, shayanebhyascha, that are reclining, lying down. Now, you are wondering, Saira, asinebhyaha, shayanebhyaha. Those that are sitting, those that are reclining, salutations to them. In the same class, those that are sitting, those that are reclining. I watch the faces, those that are like this. Hello, nobody is paying attention. Those that are sitting like this, reclining. Those that are sitting, listening. Asinebhyaha. Those that are svapadbhyaha. Svapadbhyaha means those that are sleeping or dreaming, daydreaming. Class is going on, but they are daydreaming. No attention to the class. Salutations to them. Svapadbhyo jagrat, those that are awake in the class, thankfully. Jagrat bhyascha vo. Prostrations to those that are awake in the class, those that are daydreaming in the class. Svapadbhyo jagrat bhyascha vo. Then those that are tishtadbhyo, that are standing still or stable. Stable. You know what I mean? Yeah. There are people that are totally unstable, moving all the time. They can't sit still. Those that are, now I watch this in the class. Some people are like this, some people are like that. Some people are constantly moving, I don't know why. And some people constantly shake their legs. I don't know why they shake their legs. I want to hold their legs. Please don't waste so much energy while you are shaking your leg. You know these people that are shaking legs, that are sitting and shaking legs. What happened? Why they're shaking? I have no clue. Those that are still and not shaking legs. Prostrations to them. Salutations to them. Tishtadbhyo, then Davadbhyascha vo. Those that are running. Also, salutations to them. You see all these people, right? Yeah, salutations to everybody. Those that are running. Then Sabhabhyaha. Assemblies, salutations to those that are assemblies of people, like you are assembling, right? Assembly also means, legislature, assembly, senate, assembly, salutations to assembly of people, salutation to the master of the assemblies of people, sabhapatibhyascha vo namo, ashvebhyo, salutations to the horses and the master of the horses. Ashvebhyo, ashvapatibhyascha. Now what is this to them? How is this Rudram? What is all this we are talking about? Hello. Right? That's what it literally means. What we are chanting, I will say it to you. Asine bhyaha, those that are sitting. Sayane bhyaha, those that are reclining. Swapad bhyaha, those that are sleeping or dreaming. Jagrat bhyaha, those that are awake. Those that are tishtad bhyaha, still are standing. Davat bhyaha, those that are running. Those that are assembling. And the master of the assembly. And those that are horses and the master of all the horses, salutations to all of them. Yes.
Why only horses?
Why not lions, tigers or other things? I will come to that. All these are different states of our own being. All these are different states of our own being. And yes,
does that mean we are
conscious? Yes, we are. Sometimes you are awake, right? Now you are awake. When you are playing soccer game, what are you doing?
Running.
Davat bhishtavo. Right? When you are sitting and meditating, what are you doing? You are still. Tishtadhyo. Then sometimes what you are doing, you are part of an assembly. Sometimes you are leading. Sometimes you are following. Sabhabhya. Sometimes you are, when you are singing bhajan and other people are singing, you follow. When you are leading, others are
following.
Sabhabhya. Sabhapati. All these different things are related to our own state of being. Yes? So, asine bhyaha, being still. Sayane bhyaha, reclining or meditating. All these different states of being. Now, why do we have to salute? That is the question. Why do we have to salute, offer salutations to different aspects? Why? Because if you are reclining and you don't wake up again, somebody that is reclining has to wake up again, no? Somebody that is doing work has to. So, who is reclining? Who is waking? Who is dreaming? Who is running? Who is leading? Who is following? Who?
You.
Who is that I? Who is that I? Which I is for doing all of that?
Body.
Yeah? Is the body waking up or somebody in the body is waking it up?
Conscious.
Mind. Oh, mind. Mind is waking you up? Who is dreaming?
Mind.
No. This is the question that you need to ask. Now what this Anuvakam is beautifully saying is, perfection in each of these states. Somebody who is sleeping has to sleep perfectly, without any disturbance. When you sleep, you sleep. When you meditate, you meditate. When you run, you run. When you work, you work. When you play, you play. When you listen, you listen. When you are still, you are still. Perfectly still. Perfectly running. Perfectly sleeping. Because some people, you see, they can't perfectly sleep. They keep moving and moving and moving. Huh? How many times they are moving? Yes, you are doing that?
My sister does.
Your sister. Don't put it on your sister. Come on. I have to ask her about you. Okay. Now perfectly sleeping without snoring. That is also important. Yeah? Without disturbing others, that is also important. When you sleep, perfectly sleep. That means what? Somebody inside you is making you completely rest. Who is it that is doing that? And to the one who is making you perfectly sleep, to that one you are offering your salutations or your gratitude. You understand? Now, different aspects about our different states of the body and the mind is what is described. Asinebhya. Let's chant this Sabhabhya. Now we went through different things. During this different states of our body or the mind, there is one who is constantly present. And the one who is always present. And who is that? That person who is, that one which is always present to all of this, that is called Sabhapati. Now, I talked about two different powers in the last mantra. What are the two powers? Power of choice, power of focus. Now, power of presence. In this mantras, we are talking about the power of presence to the one. Meaning, when you are sleeping, what do you say? When you are awake, you say. When you are playing, what do you say? What do you say, Ra? I am playing. When you are playing, what do you say? I am playing. When you play, what do you say? I am playing. When you are running, what do you say?
I am running.
Yes.
When you are sleeping, you can't talk.
Yes. Yes, okay. That's very, very clear. Very clear. If you are sleep talking, then you say, okay, you don't say, I am sleeping in sleep. He is right. You say you are doing something. If you are dreaming and you sleep talking, you do something. Yes, what?
Okay. No funny.
No funny talk. Okay. Now, when you are playing, what do you say? I am playing. What is he saying? What is he saying? When you are playing, I said. Yeah. What do you say? I am playing. Yeah. Learn your English properly. Okay. Okay. Now, does he say when he is playing, Achintya is playing?
No.
You say Achintya if you watch, but what does he say? When Achintya is playing, what does Achintya say?
I am.
What does Surya say?
I am playing.
Okay. What is the common factor?
I am
is the common factor, and in the play ing there is the ing. Those are the three common factors. The verb will change. I am reading, I am playing, I am listening, I am running, I am meditating, I am this, I am that. What is the common thing everybody refers to? I am ing. I will come to ing later. Yes?
Wait, if you're doing I am doing homework?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Homework is
homework.
Are you trying to avoid? What are you trying to do to me now? Okay. I am doing. What you're doing is a different thing. But you're doing. I am doing. Now, this I am is the common factor, and this I am is very beautifully baladishvapi jagradatishu tatha sarvavavasthasvapi vyavruttasvan vartamanamaham ityantasphurantam sada svatmanam prakati karoti bhajatam ya mudraya bhadraya tasmai sri guru murtaye namaidam sri dakshina murtaye. Now this I am is existing when that I am presence is existing during three different states of your age of the body. And those three states are childhood, youth and old age. Around these three states, this I am is there. That I am has not changed. Yeah? Yes, it has not changed. You don't say something different when you are a young boy, you say, I am reading. When you are a youth, you are saying, I am reading. When you are an old man, you say, I am reading. You don't refer to you differently, do you? You don't. Yes, go ahead. No, voice doesn't change. In fact, this is a very interesting you point out. Many of the people, their voice is constant throughout their age. Voice is the one that really doesn't change. You can recognize people by their voice. Just check it out. When somebody calls 20 years, one of your friend calls, hey, I am your friend calling. You hear the voice and you say, oh, this voice I recognize. You immediately, the voice doesn't change. Because the I am, yes.
But if two people have the same voice.
You guys don't get silly, man. Just don't raise hand like that. Don't try to get silly in the class. So, pay attention to that. So, the I am doing three different ages. What are the ages? Old age. I am is the same. past, present and future, I am is the same. Yes? Then, what are all the three different things you learned during Ganapati Sirsham? Tvam.
Kalatraya.
Start with the first one. Not Kalatraya, first one. Huh? No. What are the three things that you chant during Ganapati Sirsham? Tvam Gunatraya Titaha. Dehatraya Titaha. Come on, now you see. When I ask chant, you have to be able to chant like that. Kalatraya Titaha. Tvam Avasthatraya Titaha. Now all these Traya Titaha, three states of age, three states of time, three states of gunas or attributes. What are the three attributes? Gunas, attributes. Hello? English, please. English. In English, there are three states of your attributes. One is the state of lethargy, guna, what is called slumber, passionate mind, three state types of mind, slumber mind, a lethargic mind, a passionate mind and an equipoised mind, three different. Dehatraya titaha, gunatraya titaha, kalatraya titaha, avasthatraya titaha. What are the three avasthas? Three avasthas means three states of your awareness. What? Dehatraya titaha. Yeah, dehatraya titaha. What are the three different types of dehatraya? I went through body, age. I went through the age, right? Childhood, youth and old age. That is the deha. Body that is young, body that is in youth, body that is in old age. And during those three, the I am is the same. Okay, why do you write it? Avastatraya Titaha. What are the three states of awareness? I went through this already. You are aware, you are awake, you are sleeping, you are dreaming. Swapadhyo, jagradhyashtyavo, stishtadhyo, stillness, aware. Please sit properly. Yes. Yeah. There are three different states of awareness. One is you are awake, you are sleeping,
dreaming.
And during those three, there is an I am. Yes, it doesn't change. That is Sabhapati. That is the I am presence. The power of I am presence. This I am is the presence that you have to be present to. The presence to the presence of I am. And who is this I am? That is the question. And that who is this I am is what is called who am I? Non-yar. Who am I? How do you get to that? Who am I? Now, this is the beautiful teaching of Bhagavan Ramana. He says, Hridaya Kuhara Madhye, within the cave, deep in the cave of your heart, kevalam brahma matram, and that hyahamahamiti, it's always saying I am, I am, I am, and this I am presence deep in your own heart. That is what is saying I am. That is constantly beating. What is beating is not the heart. What is beating inside the deep spiritual heart is what is beating? I am, I am, I am. And who is this? I am. How do you recognize this? I am. You recognize this I am by taking the thought deep within to your heart and let it be still in that heart, or so. If you focus your mind constantly on so hum, then you will be able to connect to that I am. This is what this mantra is really teaching, the deeper sense and the deeper heart. Now this slokam I will read from Bhagavan Ramana, which is very powerful slokam to remember. Hridaya kuhara madhye, please repeat, hridaya kuhara madhye,
hridaya kuhara madhye,
kevalam,
kevalam,
brahma matram,
brahma matram,
yaha mahamiti,
yaha mahamiti,
sakshat,
sakshat,
atma rupena,
atma rupena,
bhati,
bhati,
hridi visha,
hridi visha,
manasa,
manasa,
swam,
चिन्वता
चिन्वता मज्जता
मज्जता
वा
वा
पवन चलन रोधत
पवन चलन रोधत
पवन चलन रोधात
पवन चलन रोधात
आत्मनिष्ठो
आत्मनिष्ठो
भव
भव
त्वम
त्वम.
Now he gave the essence of how to realize who am I through this sloka. I am is the presence within everybody, as that I am presence is the constant presence across every individual, in every state of body, in every state of time, in every state of existence, in every aspect of working. I am is the one that is present. Whenever you get distracted with all the stuff around the world, how do you know that you are present, God is present? Bring the focus back into your breath and then allow your mind to settle into this I am presence within you. And once you come to this I am presence within you, then what happens? You will be the I am, which is nothing but Sabhapati. Yes, Inara? When you are sleeping and dreaming, how are you going to focus on the breath? Is that the question? What is the I am? The I am is sleeping at that point of time. When you are dreaming, the I am is dreaming. You are sleeping and dreaming? No, you are, when you are dreaming while you are sleeping. You are dreaming when you are awake, when you are dreaming when you are sleeping. Two different dreams. Both are dreams. Now that's a different aspect. Your father will get worried because you will now turn into some guy. So he doesn't want you to get into all of this deep philosophy. But remember this. You have two different types of dreams. One dream when you are sleeping. Another dream when you are awake. Both are dreams. Now last piece. Please sit properly. Sign up. So, the last piece is now, who is this Ashwabhyo Ashwagati Bhyascha? That is the last mantra in this Anuvakam. Ashwa means horses, as I said, but Ashwa also has three different types of meaning. One that is running fast is called Ashwa. Definition of Ashwa, one of the definitions of Ashwa is one which is running fast, no sound. Now, what is running fast? All the time are your senses. Your senses are running and they are running, running, running all the time. And in Telugu they say, Korikale Gurralaite. So these desires and the senses are referred to as horses. They are running. And when they are running, you need to have a jockey that is sitting on it and controlling it. And the guy who is controlling that is Ashwapati. That's one number one. Ashwa also means, I will ask a question. Ashwa also means those that do not accumulate food or wealth for the next day. They only live with what is available for them at that moment. They don't accumulate food, they don't accumulate wealth, they live with what they have present. And they are the true rishis, the realized souls, and the one who is master of the realized souls. The second meaning. The third meaning, Ashwa also means those who cannot afford to accumulate food or wealth for the next day. Poor people. So, once you connect to yourself, the I am has to expand to all these different types of people, to loving and serving the realized ones, to loving and serving the ones that are poor and deprived of food and other things. And therefore, the last mantra is, power of expansion of the I am from this self to the all the beings and all selves. Yes, question.
So, I have two questions. Number one, the horses, wouldn't it be a good thing if your senses are running? If you're endangered, let's say, wouldn't it be good for your senses to be running?
Yeah, it is good for the senses to run, but you should have a jockey, the guy who controls them. Otherwise, they'll be running. You know how a horse runs? Yeah? If a horse, I have an experience, physical experience of this, in Kailas. These horses, what happens? If you don't blind them and you don't put focus on them, what happens? The horse, when it listens to a sound or something, it becomes scared and it will run all over the place. So, you have to put a blinder on the horses. So it will only look at one thing. Otherwise it will run all around. That's number one. Number two, you have to have the master on the horses that controls it.
Secondly, for accumulating wealth or food, wouldn't it be a need in today's society for you to collect money because you need it to?
Yes, sure. No question. He's already worried how to get food in the evening now. No. Okay, so it is a good... No, I'm not saying those that accumulate wealth and food, I'm not saying it is a wrong thing, it's a bad thing or anything like that. Those that do not have a desire to accumulate wealth and food, they are realized ones because they don't exist in the context of a body or a mind, and those are the realized ones. So therefore, those that accumulate have to take care of those that do not accumulate. That is the point. Okay? If you accumulate too much, then it will go waste. Three things will go waste. Food, blood, duddu. You cannot accumulate too much. If you accumulate too much food, what happens? It will go? Yeah, it will go spoilage. Food. It has to be in circulation. Cannot accumulate. Next one is blood. If it doesn't flow, dead. Then third one, duddu, money. It has to circulate. It cannot accumulate as cash. Too much cash then? Yeah, you learned previously, right? Who will come to steal? Yeah, steal. And what kind of steals? All different types of stealers will come. Robbers, fire, taxes. Three different types of stealers will come and steal it away. Therefore, you have to have that presence. You understand? Good question. Yes. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Bhuvah Sumah Tat Savitur Vareyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Na Prachodayat.